Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, last month, the Cybersecurity Agency of Singapore revealed that almost half of Singaporeans suffered at least one cybersecurity lapse in the past year. In the CSA survey, it said almost half, or 48% of Singaporeans, had experienced at least one cyber incident in the past 12 months.
Well, this includes being hacked, having one's data stolen, or receiving a lot of pop-up advertisements, because persistent pop-ups are a common sign of a malware infection. Well, George Lee is a vice president of a network security company, RSA, in Asia Pacific and Japan, and he joins us to talk us through. Well, George, tell us, what are some of the other mistakes everyday Singaporeans like ourselves make in their daily routines that can lead to detrimental effects of their personal privacy as well as a workplace compromising cybersecurity?
Thanks, Bernard. So there are multiple ways of looking at it, right? So from a cybersecurity perspective, it's always a bit cliche to say that it's people, process, technology. But a big part of it, no matter what process and technology put in place, people play the important part of the whole equation. So educating the users, educating our people that uses the internet is a big part of it, right? So if someone is not trained to identify a phishing attack, they'll always be clicking into the link.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Someone will always be seeing it. It's okay, somebody else will deal with it. Mm. The mentality of somebody else dealing with it is also a big part to play.
Mm. Well, I think that's been always the mindset that IT will take care of it, and I'm not trained. How am I supposed to know? Maybe somebody should tell me. I don't know. So we all know the change of passwords frequently to FA and that sort of thing. Mm. So what are some of the other mistakes we might be making every day, George, that we should be aware of and not just leave it to IT?
Right, right. So I think, you know, a basic hygiene around, like you said, you know, strong password, that's always a kind of basic.
Mm-hmm.
And if for sensitive information, sensitive data, you know where you're storing them. Right. Well, we can say that I can store them in a strong safe, but what about thinking around, you know, splitting up those information that you want to store, right?
In electronic safe or the safe in my home with the six-digit?
Yeah, data locations.
Okay.
Use encryption, right? If the data is important enough, encrypt it. So those are kind of the basics as well, right? Use two-factor authentication, use multi-factor authentication. Mm. So there are mechanisms around it, right? Mm-hmm. But more importantly, the users need to understand that, you know, that there are all these avenues for them to go to.
Right. What are some of the other challenges businesses face with regards to an effective cybersecurity system? I mean, especially since change is happening at like a breakneck pace right now.
Yeah. So a little bit on around digital transformation and, you know, how cybersecurity is affecting it, right? We always see, you know, a lack of collaboration among the good guys. So we always ask the question, why? Why is that so? If I get a data breach, why am I not telling my peer? I think it's largely driven by economic pressure, driven by economic advantages. I don't want to be telling somebody else that I got breached. That's not a good thing at all, right?
Some of it is embarrassment. Yeah. Some of it is also, what then if I tell you I'm vulnerable at this point, I get attacked again.
That's right. Mm. But in fact, if you look at the bad guys are sharing with everybody, right? I got attacked and it went through. You guys may want to try this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So on the contrary, the bad guys are doing a lot more sharing than the good guys. So, you may find it a little bit comical, but that's the reality, right? So the regulator, the government are, of course, trying to do a lot more to help, you know, promote that cohesiveness, the sharing of information.
Always it boils down to people, as you say earlier. And I think as just one person in the company, so to speak, we don't think we'd be that important is one.
Yep.
So what can businesses and employees, though, do to minimize these mistakes that seem to be made on a daily basis? Surely it's not a fine kind of system. Well, for people, you know how it's always a case of it's got to hurt before you actually do something, you know?
I mean, if you look at hurting mechanism, right?
Yeah.
You know, in the UK, as recent as just late last year, Marriott got fined, I think, 185 million, something like that, for breaching the GDPR rule. So, yes, that may work, but, you know, it is a very brutal way, like you said. I still.
But as one small employee, I may not be affected by that particular fine.
Correct.
The company absorbs it, so to speak.
So it's a lot about education and letting them know that, you know, you may be a regular employee within an organization, but a breach into the network is a breach into the network. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you are just a low level employee or a CFO, mm-hmm. right? Hackers have their ways to make the way up.
Or the CTO chain. Pulling out the hair already, right, at that point.
How did they do it? Yeah. Okay, we're talking to George Lee. George is Vice President of RSA in Asia Pacific and Japan. Well, we talked about how we should work together, how people should be more disciplined. So how then, George, should consumers, organizations, employers, or even government in this case, work together to build their cybersecurity strategy?
The large part of it, of course, is through the regulators. I think CSAS agency, cybersecurity agency, of Singapore has been promoting that, right? You know, I think recently the government launches something called a bug bounty. So for all government-facing websites. So I think that was launched last year and they top it up this year with vulnerabilities for, you know, that public can go report it, right? So this is a clear sense of government being more open around people telling them where their fault is and then make the system less vulnerable. So that's actually a one big step between public and private kind of collaboration.
Hmm. Why is this community-centric approach the best way to ensure success, George? Private-public collaborations, partnerships, etc.
Yeah. So I guess sometimes you don't know what you don't know, right? You get blindsided by, you know, a certain objective that you're tasked to do. So at times we overlook things, and you have people that coming back, like, you know, they are white hat hackers, they mm-hmm. are folks that research into cybersecurity, they could use techniques that have never been discovered before and found vulnerabilities in the system. Mm-hmm. And they can report it for good reasons. Mm-hmm. For good mm-hmm. reasons.
Well, tell us, what are some of the challenges that will come up with a community-centric approach, as you mentioned earlier?
We talked about how I don't want to tell people, yeah, right? If I've been breached, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Think about it the same way, right? If I found an exploit, if I tell someone, that also means that exploit is going to be leaked out to someone else.
Oh, mm. yeah.
That mm-hmm. that could be used against, you know, that particular exploit could be used against someone else if the information is not safeguarded correctly. Mm-hmm. And it's not contained, the information. So it's double-edged sword. But, you know, I just believe that collaboration has more good than bad.
Right.
That's at least from a cybersecurity perspective.
Are there unique challenges that come up with, say, the collaboration between private and public sectors, for example?
They always be sensitive information. What if a vulnerability that you discovered led to certain information that's been leaked out? And then look at how the whole HIV leak case that we, you know, we had, you know, last year. It could be for good reason someone breached that information, but, you know, for the wrong reason the information being taken away. So, you know, how do we prevent that? So that's, again, you know, that's the downside of doing that. But as I said, I think this whole initiative, it actually will help the industry more than...
How do you think, though, they can overcome those kinds of mindsets and those kinds of challenges that you just described?
I guess, you know, it's a lot of it is actually moral ethics, right? You know, you have to think that if the
anecdotally,
white hat...
I feel you just slap a fine on people. Mm. It feels like the best way, you know, on pain of death. Only when it hurts will people do it.
Correct. But if you think about it, the fine is easy to implement if it's in Singapore, right?
Cyber attack it's enforcement.
It's cross-borderless, cross-boundary.
It could be the Russians, it could be, you know, anybody else, right? You know, I don't want to put Russians on the spot. It could be any other particular country. And people, correct.
George Lee, Vice President of RSA in Asia Pacific and Japan. George, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.